story that Horace Hite discovered at Fort Wayne, Indiana. Actually, she's from Kendallville, but she's made a pretty fine impression on audiences all over the country since she's been with the Horace Hite Show. She has a new Magnolia record out that, well, as a matter of fact, she's got two records out, four sides, and they're all available at Nelson's Music House. Next on the program, Horace Hite introduced Sylvia Marie singing her famous Doggy in the Window.
It's the doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. It's the doggy in the window. I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the paper there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My mommy's a poochie to protect them and scare them away with one bark. It's the doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. It's the doggy in the window. I do hope that doggy's for sale. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot to squawk. I don't want a bowl, a little fishies. A stinking goldfish for a walk. I don't want a lion or a tiger. I don't want a cow, do you please? I don't want a cellar full of chickens. A chicken can't bark and scratch fleas. It's the doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail. It's the doggy in the window. I do hope that doggy's for sale. It's the doggy in the window. It's the doggy in the window. I do hope that doggy, I do hope that doggy, I do hope that pooch is for sale.
Sylvia Marie, ladies and gentlemen. Sylvia, marvelous work, Sylvia. And believe me, if we did nothing else but find you on our tour through Indiana there, it was well worth it. Where are you really from?
I'm from Kendallville, Indiana.
Kendallville, Indiana. And she has all the pep, ladies. She has vitamin A, B, C, and D all in one here. Folks, let's give her a nice hand. She's a wonderful girl. She's got a fine chance to win.
Yes, sir. Wonderful gal. Lots of personality. Tonight at about 18 or 19 minutes past 8 o'clock, Horace Hite stepped to the microphone, and after some very complimentary remarks about this young chap, he said, now here he is from Billings, Montana, singing Pretend, Mark Durbin.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you'd pretend. You find love you can share, one you can call all your own. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can't be yours, my friends. So why don't you pretend?
Mark Durbin, ladies and gentlemen. Mark has mighty fine work. Mark, how old are you?
17.
17 years old?
Yes.
Never had a singing lesson?
No, sir.
Your dad is in the trucking business in Billings?
Yes, sir.
And you drove a truck once?
Yes.
How far?
Around the block.
Around the block. And this summer, you were going to be what?
I was going to work for the Forest Service.
For the Forest Service until you came on the program. Mark, you did a swell job tonight.
Thank you.
Win or lose, everybody's very, very proud of you. Folks, give him a nice hand. Now we're ready to pass the review. We're ready to see who should win the $500 with the right to enter the grand finals next December for $5,000. Contestant number one from Victorville, California, Frank Flynn. Thank you very much, Frank Flynn. Contestant number two from Ukiah, California, Judy Bush.
If I had a wishing ring, I'd only ask for just one thing.
Very nice work, Judy Bush. Contestant number three, from Miles City, Montana, Eddie Halverson.
Elijah was a lonely Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah.
Thank you very much, Eddie Boy. Contestant number four, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Sylvia Marie.
Hi, what's the dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. Nice work. Contestant number five, from Billings, Montana, Mark Durbin.
Here you find love you can share, one you can call all your own.
Close decision. While we wait, may I speak a few words on behalf of my good sponsor, Lucky Strike. You might ask why we say make every day a lucky day with Lucky Strike. Well, it's because Luckies really are made better to taste better. They have fine, clean, fresh-tasting tobacco. Because Luckies are very particular that every pack of Lucky Strike is extra tightly sealed so as to keep and preserve the fresh taste of the Lucky Strike fine tobacco. And for proof that Luckies are kept fresher to taste better, you find printed on each and every package of Luckies a statement which is not on any other leading brand. And I quote, Luckies are guaranteed unconditionally by the American Tobacco Company, Incorporated. Look for yourselves. You won't find that guarantee on any other leading brand. So remember, tomorrow, associate Lucky Strike with your lucky day. And join the millions of Americans who are happy to have gone lucky. For Lucky Strike is truly the cigarette of superior quality. Thank you very kindly, nice people. And that fanfare means it's a Lucky Strike Extra. And from the United States Air Force comes one of the finest impersonators in the country today. It's Richard Dick Kerr, a regular member of our Lucky Strike family, who gives his rendition of his latest phonograph recording, I Wish I Were.
I've always wished I were a singing star. It's been my one desire my whole life long. 'Cause wishing is a thing that is no crime. For example, I wished I were Billy Eckstein.
I wish I were like Mr. B. The girls would swoon when they heard me.
And sometimes I think it would be peachy to be like Miss Rose Murphy, known as Chi-Chi.
I wish I were chipper, 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 what can I be? 'cause I can sing like chee 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 chee. I'd love to breathe like chee 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 boop boop boop.
I'd also like to be the people's choice. Louis Armstrong, good old gravel voice.
Ours, our, mama, ours, our. Although I ain't always ours. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I wish that I could sing the same as Billy Daniels, who sets the girls' hearts aflame.
I wish I that old black magic spell that Billy weaves so well. I wish I sang with all that fire about a kiss, 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 kiss. It's my heart's desire.
I often wish that I could entertain and please a lot of folks like Mr. Frank Elaine.
Yeah, I wish you were like Frank Elaine. I'd crack my whip, I'd sweat and scream. 'Cause if I were like Frank Elaine, I'd ride it on you train. Yeah, mule, yeah.
It even seems to help me when I say, I wish that I were Mr. Johnny Ray.
I sob inside. No eyes are dry. When I sit down
in a horror of and flip my lid and cry.
Richard Dick Kerr, a regular member of the Lucky Strike family, just gave his latest phonograph recording, I Wish I Were. And now, ladies and gentlemen, an ovation for Dick there. Now we're ready for our judge's decision and one of our country's foremost citizens. At the present time, he's chairman of the Council of Human Relations of the great state of Texas. He came to California a few days ago to be awarded an honorary doctor's degree conferred by Hugh Tyner, president of Pepperdine College, one of the most noted colleges in the country. Introducing, from Houston, Texas, Robert Bob Smith.
Horace, we of Houston have never forgotten the splendid work of your American Way program. Not only for the money raised for the Bluebird Clinic in Houston, but also the free concert you gave for the Home for the Aged Negroes. As the chairman of the Council for Human Relations of the state of Texas, I would like to congratulate you and your sponsor, Lucky Strike, for leading the way in a type of work which will help build a greater America. Keep up the good work. Here on this card is my reading of the electric applause meter.
Thank you very, very much, Bob. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner this evening, the winner tonight, the new great champion, $500 this evening, goes into the grand finals for $5,000 from Billings, Montana, Mark Durbin. Very nice. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a great boy. Many people are saying that maybe this boy can be the next great singer of our country. One minute they say he sounds like Crosby, the next like Como, the next he sounds like Frankie Lane, and the next he sounds like Patty Page. No, not Patty Page. But Mark, that was swell work. And folks, please don't forget up there in Montana that Mark's first phonograph recordings are coming out next Monday. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you a happy boy, huh?
I am.
Now take that money and put it in your pocket.
I will.
And take it out to the ranch then. I'll see you tomorrow. Now, little Sylvia, Marie, step out here for a moment. You did fine work. You're going to continue right on with our organization. That was very, very swell. And Judy, we're going to help you now. You did wonderful work. We know everybody up in Ukiah is very proud. Eddie Halverson from Miles City, swell work. Thank you very much, Eddie. Say hello.
Hello.
That's good. And Frank, you were great tonight on that Bible Heart.
Thank you
very, very much.
Yes, folks, now we have two great champions for the grand finals, Vincent Marzano and Mark Durbin.
So next week will be the starting of our third quarter, so be sure and join us, won't you? Help us select a new champion and then follow them through the entire quarter. In the meantime, be right with Height and Lucky Strike.
And that's the way the Great American Way show starring Horace Height went this evening over the CBS Radio Network and KOOK. The show, as many of you know, and as was said at the beginning of the broadcast, it was transcribed last Friday night in Hollywood, California, for broadcast this evening, coast to coast over the CBS Radio Network. Now, a lot of folks had the impression that the program was played out on the coast earlier, but it was not. Tonight was the first time that it was heard on the air, and you were hearing it at exactly the same time everybody else was listening to the program if you were tuned in at 8 o'clock. But that's the way it went. Mark Durbin won the quarterfinals, and we'd just like to say a great big congratulations to him right now. And I know that most of the folks are sitting at home with bated breath, wondering where they can send congratulatory messages to Mark. Well, Mark is still at the Horace Height Ranch in Van Nuys, California. So, and I hope you do this too. You don't have to say more than just congratulations and then sign your name, because Mark will be tickled to death to hear from you. Send a telegram to Mark Durbin, Box 472, excuse me. Looked at the two and it came out O. Box 472, care of Horace Height, Van Nuys, California. Box 472, care of Horace Height, Van Nuys, California. Send him a congratulatory telegram, won't you please? We have some very special guests in the studio tonight, but before I introduce them, I better get another commercial in or I'll never get through. Now, I know that you, of course, are very, very proud of Mark, are you not?
Oh, I should say.
I don't think they can hear you. Is that going to come over okay, Lee? You come in real closer, a little bit more, and talk up. Mark, of course, is your foster son, correct?
That is right.
And for the past 4 weeks, you have been listening with a very attentive ear, much concerned about his future as a vocalist. Now everything seems to be looking up rosy, right?
Oh, yes.
What's in store for Mark in the future? Do you know anything that you can say right now, that is?
Well, just that he's going to be with Mr. Height.
He's going to stay with the show all summer long. At least until the December finals.
Well, it seems to be that way.
Well, now, Horace said at the end of the program tonight that they were going right on with the third round of tours, at least the third. They're going into the third quarter. Isn't that the way he mentioned it? So that means, I guess, that Mark is going right along and try to defend his championship as long as possible. Do you interpret it that way?
No.
No?
No, I don't think that he'll be able to compete. He'll just be on concert.
Oh, I see.
The rest of the troupe.
I see. He'll go right along with the troupe, and when they perform their show in the different cities, as they did here in Billings, he will sing his songs, but he will not be competing until the finals in December.
No, I don't think that there'll be any competition until then.
I see. Well, he's in then. Oh, that's grand. Mrs. Mitchell, don't go away. I want to talk to you a little bit later on, but now I want to talk to your son, Bob. Bob, you've been out on the coast with Mark for the past 3 weeks, isn't that right?
Two.
2 weeks? When did you leave Billings to go out and join Mark? That was when they were in Eureka, California, was it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then you went to every show and saw every performance and watched Mark develop, isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
Been quite a thrill for you, hasn't it?
Boy, sure has.
What do you think Mark feels like?
Well, he just does not quite understand it.
He doesn't, eh? He's a little bit bewildered.
Yes, he is.
And happy, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, you and I have been talking, and there are some rather interesting incidents that have happened. One, I think, you were telling me, was when they were recording, putting on tape the four sides that Mark is releasing on Magnolia Records. One time when he was singing, what happened there?
Well, forgot the words and just sang right into the song that he forgot the words.
What song was he singing, do you remember?
Look Over Your Shoulder.
Look Over Your Shoulder? I'm Walking Behind You, that one.
Yeah.
And he forgot the words, which happens to the best of performers, but instead of stopping, he just kept right on singing, I forgot the words, I forgot the words, is that right?
Yes.
Of course, they stopped and started all over again. How about the conditions down there at the Horace Height Ranch? I understand that's quite a beautiful place.
It really is. It's really beautiful.
Well, how do the performers live down there? Is it a great big clubhouse, or do they have individual cabins, or what?
All the performers have individual cabins of their own.
Mm-hmm.
It's all around in a huge circle.
Oh, I see.
With Horace's house in the front.
Uh-huh. And who's staying with Mark? Who's his roommate?
Jack Raleigh, the baton twirler.
Oh, yeah. That's the fellow with the flashy baton twirling. He went over big here in Billings. How does he go over in the other cities where they play?
The baton twirler?
Yeah.
Well, they like him. He isn't the best part of the act, but they all enjoy him.
Mm-hmm. The best part of the act, of course, is when Mark Durbin gets out there.
Yeah.
What happens, what you have seen when you traveled with the show, when Mark first walks out on the stage and starts to sing, what happens?
Well, the girl just swoon.
You mean another Frank Sinatra-like?
Yeah.
Dick Kerr, the fellow who imitates the people, the Booby Soxers are taking over, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. How does that seem to affect Mark?
It doesn't bother him at all. He just laughs about it.
He does? Does it kind of embarrass him a little bit?
Yeah, it embarrasses him.
Yeah, I bet it would. Now, here's something that some folks might be thinking of, and let's clear it up right now. In the 4 weeks of fabulous success that Mark has had with the Horace Height Show, do you think he's changed any?
No, he hasn't. He's still the same old Mark. He hasn't gone to his head a bit.
Same old Mark. Good fella and all that sort of stuff, huh? Well, I bet he's tickled to death that he got by the quarterfinals when they had when they transcribed the show. Now, you were there, were you not, Bob?
Yes.
And where did this take place?
In CBS, Rio Station, Hollywood.
Uh-huh, right downtown at the big CBS studios there, and that's a fabulous building they have, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And how many persons were in the audience? You know about it? I think it was about 400 or 500, wasn't there?
Something like that. It was completely full, the studio was.
Mm-hmm. And then when Mark got out to sing, the Booby Soxers took over again, huh?
Yes, they sure did.
How did he feel? Was he a little nervous?
He was terribly nervous.
He was?
He scratched himself and sweating.
But once he got singing, he did fine. He did marvelously well. Has he had a chance to listen to himself yet? I mean, have they taken recordings so that he can find out how he sounds?
Yes, they have.
And, of course, they sit down and study that and work on phrasing and breathing and diction and all that stuff. So pretty soon he's